Hello everyone, this is Iyabo from CoachIyabo.com. How are you doing today? Listen, the next few audios are going to be on a series called Leadership Lessons Learned from My High School Reunion. Now, you may not know this about me, but I grew up in Africa, and then I came to the States when I was 16 years old. And went on and attended college. Well, with the power of Facebook and the internet, my high school, several of us have connected, and quite a few of us, a handful of us, live over here in the U.S. And so they decided to have a reunion, and the reunion happened to be in Atlanta where I am. Now, I had nothing to do with all this. I was not involved with the phone calls or anything, or the planning, but I decided because one of my friends was going to be there, I wanted to see her. And so I showed up to see my friend, and then I ended up spending a whole 3 days with the entire reunion. I was in such a regressed place. It was absolutely delightful. And when I say I was in such a regressed place, I was back to being 12, 13, 14 in high school and loving every moment of it. Well, this was the biggest thing I found out, that I was a bully. Now, you know, here 30 years has gone past and, you know, you forget a lot of these things, but there was a pack of five, and I was part of this five. Four of us from this pack of five were here in town, and Laura is the person I bullied. Well, when we got together, Laura immediately stood next to me, in between me and another girl, and Laura, who always said smart stuff, said something smart, all within 2 minutes, 120 seconds of us getting together. And the next thing you know, I shoved Laura into the other girl. The other girl shoved her back, and we treated Laura like a rag doll. And the fourth person now starts yelling at us, stop bullying Laura. And we all froze because we realized within seconds of getting together, we had all assumed roles that we would love to think we had left behind 30 years ago. Now, what does this have to do with leadership? Number one, if you were a bully then, you know, deal with it. Let's find out why. Talk about it. I bullied Laura because she would say smart things, and I didn't want to deal with her being a smarty pants and, you know, being just and smart alecky. Yet, if anybody messed with Laura, oh my Lord, we would have them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We would, like, knock them out of this world because Laura was our friend and that loyalty was great. Now, I'm making a public apology to Laura. I didn't mean to do this to you, my dear. But this is what I want you to know from a leadership perspective. So much of your behavior for all of us as adults is unconscious behavior. We do not realize how much our childhoods affected us and how we even in our adult lives, we fall into certain roles with people, and these are old scriptings. So I want you to look out for old scriptings in your life, unconscious behavior that you're engaging in today that you may be unaware of. You know when your kid yells at you and says, Mom, what you're saying is not fair. Listen to your kid. There's something in what they're saying. You know when your spouse gets on you about the same thing every day? There's something that they're seeing that is inconsistent with who you say you are. The last person in the world I would have ever imagined was a bully would be me. And here I am, I was a bully. Now, of course, I want to clean it up and tell you that if anybody messed with Laura, I'd have them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's true. But at the same time, guess what? I was a bully. And that's how I solved my problems. I pushed her around because I perceived her as a problem. So what is it in your life that showed up in your childhood that is showing up in your business today that you don't want to deal with? Leave a comment and let me know.